Every summer, Baron Owens leaves Louisiana and vacations in Oklahoma. His dad has a place on the bank of the Salt Fork River just south of Ponca City. The location is perfect for Owens because he loves fishing. He gets excited when he talks about the bounty that usually swims in the river.
A lot of catfish, spoonbill every once in a while.
But summer fishing is over for this stretch of the river. Most of the big fish have died. It's a pretty good indication that something was wrong with the water, but Owens says the buzzards were a sign of something weird.
They's all running up on the bank and dying and stuff, but the buzzards wouldn't even eat them.
Really?
Really. Buzzards wouldn't even eat the dead catfish.
Boy, that's weird.
That is weird. That's
ever seen a buzzard not eat a catfish?
I mean, buzzard will eat anything. I mean, it doesn't matter.
And Owen says in June, this 50-mile stretch of the river should have been a buzzard buffet.
Well, man, it was ridiculous. I mean, 50, 60-pound fish floating down the river, and you just watch them go by.
No kidding.
I mean, tons of them.
Spencer Grace is a state game warden stationed in Kay County. He says the fish kill had two peaks, one upstream on June 3rd, the other 2 weeks later, farther downstream.
In the areas that overlap during the kills, absolutely zero aquatic life other than turtles.
Fish kills are more common in Oklahoma lakes, rivers, and streams during the summer, but the big river fish, especially catfish like flatheads and spoonbills, generally survive. And when biologists test the water after a typical Oklahoma fish kill, they usually find low levels of dissolved oxygen. Game Warden Grace says preliminary tests of the Salt Fork water showed plenty of dissolved oxygen.
So not a normal one.
Correct. We can't pinpoint a source, you know, as to where what's causing the problem.
The salinities were very high. These were some of the highest readings that had been recorded there.
That's Jay Wright. He's the Environmental Programs Manager for the State Department of Environmental Quality. The agency is still running tests, and a full report is pending, but Wright says Oklahoma's Salt Fork River was really salty, saltier than any state scientist had ever seen it. But where could so much salt come from? The Salt Fork is fed by the Great Salt Plains Reservoir, which is flanked by a great salt flat filled with crystals and salty deposits. The game warden says there's another source of salt water in north-central Oklahoma, oil and gas drilling. The Salt Fork River snakes through the Mississippi Lime, a promising oil play that's one of the state's most active. And there's another reason the June fish kills were so strange. They both happened after rainstorms. The game warden says that's not the norm.
When these fish kills happen, we have fresh water coming in, also something else coming in with it, either from on the surface or from below.
The Corporation Commission was called in to investigate the fish kills, but it says the salt water in the river doesn't match the brine it found in a nearby disposal well. Warden Grace is advising people to stay out of the river. There's another worry, drinking water. The game warden says Oklahomans who have wells near the river have reported problems. Nobody knows whether the mysterious fish kill contaminant is also responsible for bad well water, but Davy Brown, who lives on the river, says something is definitely wrong with his water.
Yeah, I got a well here. Got a water well here, and it's no good.
Fish are often the only warning sign that something is wrong with Oklahoma water. That's why Warden Gray says the June fish kill poses another big problem. If all the fish are dead, authorities might not know if the Salt Fork River killer returns. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.